look great. A French cafe was a terrific theme for parents' night.
Yeah, the old dump looks très magnifique.
Yeah, the tray does look magnifique, doesn't it?
Our parents are really going to be impressed. We're even using the good plastic.
Okay, you guys, Mrs. Garrett's coming, and she's wearing that French outfit we put together.
And don't kid her, she's kind of shy about it.
I don't know. I feel so silly. I don't feel very French. Do I look French?
Oh, you look great, Mrs. Garrett.
Hold that pose.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking you up on this book on body language.
Body language?
Yeah, it's all about how we make moves with our body to tell people what we're thinking. Huh? It says here, when you stand with your shoulders straight, what you're really saying is I'm proud of my territory.
I'm proud of my territory. All of it.
Yes!
Oh, what the heck?
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the cold. I love Paris in the winter when it whistles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
Forget it.
Thank you, Garrett. Your body was really talking while it was singing and dancing. It was saying, look at me. I'm not Peekskill, New York. I'm in Paris. And why are you covering yourself up?
Oh, well, you may have sent my body to Paris, but I'm hanging out here.
Is it okay if I hang Quasimodo down here?
Quasimodo? Oh, he reminds me of a blind date I had once. No, it's really good, Blair.
Thanks. How do you like where I just signed my first name, Blair?
Oh, it's very chic. And it'll save a lot of money on paint.
I got the idea from my mom. She just signs her paintings Monica. I can't wait till she sees it tonight. I hope someday I can paint like she does.
Of course you will. The leaf never falls far from the tree. You're very proud of her, aren't you?
Yeah. She's not only creative, but she's charming. She's got a fantastic figure. She's gorgeous. You can't tell us apart.
Oh, and I'll bet she wears a flower in her hair.
Yeah. How did you know? Oh.
Cindy, will you get the cheese dip? I have to check the chocolate mousse and bring out the quiche Lorraine. Quiche me once, quiche me twice, quiche me once again.
Hi, girls. The place looks marvelous. Here are your hello badges. Put them on. And here is yours, Mr. Bradley.
No, thank you, Miss Mahoney. I know who I am.
Wear it. You might be wrong.
All right now, girls. Women, your parents will be here in a few minutes, so let's get out of those clothes. I don't mean get out of them down here. I mean go upstairs and get out of those clothes. And then come back down here with your clothes on. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Come on. Quick. Toot sweet. Ha! Huh?
Harry, sorry. Oh, hello.
Hello. I'm Blair's mother.
I'm Blair's hairdresser. Headmaster.
Oh, dear. My name's Monica Warner. You don't have to tell me your name. I knew who you were the minute I saw you. You couldn't be anyone other than Stephen Bradley.
That's amazing. How did you know that?
Oh, call it vibes, call it karma,
call it kismet.
Call it a name tag.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to Eastland, Miss Warner.
You mean welcome back. I used to be a student here. It seems like only yesterday.
The way you look now, it could have been first thing this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I suppose your husband is parking the car.
If he is, he's parking it in Pittsburgh. We've been divorced for 3 years.
Oh, what a shame.
Poppycock. Anyone?
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, Blair's house mother. This is Monica Warner, Blair's mother.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Warner?
See, I knew I heard her.
Hi. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, have I missed you.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my goodness. You finished this, sweetheart. It looks terrific.
Thank you. Mom, I want you to meet my friends.
Okay.
Sue Ann.
Hi.
Cindy.
Hello.
Cindy.
Nancy.
Hi.
Molly.
Hello. Molly.
Tootie.
Hi.
And Natalie.
Hi.
Meet my gorgeous mom.
You're the most beautiful woman I ever met.
Oh, thank you, dear.
What do you have to do to look the way you look?
Well, I get plenty of sleep, I exercise, and I drink a lot of milk.
Wow! If I could look like that, I'd drink a cow!
Come on, guys, we've got to get back to work.
Okay,
nice. On the double, on the double!
Wow,
what a figure.
Yeah, wouldn't you just love to have a pair of legs like that?
I'd settle for just one.
Yeah. I brought you a little surprise, sweetheart. It's your first Christian Dior.
Oh, Mother, thank you!
Let's hold it up and see what it looks like.
There's a full-length mirror in here.
Oh, okay.
Blair's mother has a great head on her shoulders. Mrs. Garrett, can I ask you something? This is kind of a delicate matter. How shall I put it?
Put it this way. You have a friend who's the headmaster of a girls' school, and he thinks he's hit it lucky with the mother of one of his students.
Close enough. Now, this friend wants to know if he should ask her out or shouldn't I?
Why don't you both give it a shot?
Okay.
Oh, here he is. Mr. Bradley, this is Mr. Branch, Nina's father.
Hi, Justin Branch.
Hello.
My wife couldn't make it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
The flu.
Ah, well, I'm glad you could make it.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it.
Well, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Mr. Branch.
Mrs. Garrett.
Welcome to Parents' Night. Viva la France. Well, I'm sorry that your wife couldn't make it. Excuse me, please.
Justin Branch?
Monica.
Oh, no. Ah. Oh, how are you? Oh, don't tell me you've got a daughter here, too.
Oh, sure. Nina. She's on the welcoming committee down at the gate.
Oh, I should have known. That gorgeous girl with your blue eyes.
This has got to be your daughter. Yeah. Monica, it ain't fair. All that beauty in one family.
Sweetheart, this is Justin Branch. He used to go to the boys' school up the street.
We broke a lot of curfews together.
That's for sure.
Blair, it is my pleasure.
Same here, Mr. Branch.
Sweetheart, is that any way to greet an old friend of mine? Come on, give him a big kiss.
Mother, please, I just met Mr. Branch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my daughter.
I am.
Well, thank you very much. She's going to break a lot of hearts. She is very definitely your daughter. Mm.
Sweetheart, you go put that smashing dress on, and I'm going to show Justin our old stomping grounds.
Okay.
Thank you.
Boy, Blair's mom really knows how to talk with her body.
Yeah, when her body talks, people listen.
She does everything the book says. Did you see the way she tilts her head and sways her hips? She's saying, I'm a warm, inviting human being. Move into my territory.
If she were any more inviting, she'd be a regular welcome wagon.
Natalie!
Let's study Miss Mahoney's body.
Study Miss Mahoney's body? I think you're going to have to read between the lines.
Good evening, Mrs. Garrett.
Good evening, Miss Mahoney.
May I borrow a pen? I have some more hello badges to fill in.
Oh, sure, honey. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Ah, wonderful parents' night, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Even my lab animals seem to sense the electricity.
All a quiver, are they, Emily? Oh, there's a badge for Mr. Branch. Who's that one for?
Mrs. Branch.
Oh, no, Emily. She's homesick with the flu.
Then who was that I just saw kissing Mr. Branch in the garden?
Well, if we're lucky, maybe it's Mrs. Branch with very long lips.
That's funny.
Not funny. If he's there with Blair's mother.
Wow, what a dress. You can wear it sometime, if it fits you.
Oh, don't worry. It'll fit me.
It's a little long, don't you think? Maybe Mrs. Garrett could shorten it.
Oh, but don't shorten it too much. Go away, hips. Get lost.
So, Anne, guess who I tell you who we saw near the water fountain? Blair's mom and Mr. Branch were making out.
They're having an affair.
The kind that isn't catered?
I don't believe it. You're both buggy.
Oh, yeah? Does this sound buggy?
Monica, darling, if I'd known you were gonna turn out so beautiful, I wouldn't have teased you so much.
Are you teasing me now, Justin?
No, no, honey. I've never been more serious. In all these years, I've never forgotten you.
Do you think it's been any different for me, Justin?
Monica, darling, do you know what your perfume is doing to me? Come here.
And then kiss, kiss, kiss. It was disgusting.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
You're right.
You two ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You had no right to be eavesdropping or even to be there. But as long as you were, what else did they say?
No.
It's tough having a young heart with middle-aged eyes. As soon as I thread this needle, you can finish tacking the hem of your dress.
That's all there is to it?
Sure. Didn't your mother ever show you?
My mother says, beautiful women were not put on this earth to do menial tasks. That's not to say you're not beautiful, Mrs. Garrett.
I know it.
Or that what you do is menial.
Oh, absolutely not. Nothing's menial if you feel good about yourself. Hooray.
May I ask you something, Mrs. Garrett?
Sure.
What do you think of my mother?
Well, I just met her, but I think she's very nice.
Everyone else has been raving about how beautiful she is, and you haven't even said a word.
Beautiful? Oh, she's gorgeous, just like her daughter.
Do you think she comes on to men too much?
No. There's nothing wrong with being a little flirty.
It's just a game to her anyway. She doesn't mean anything, really.
Oh, no!
Did the guy do something wrong?
Oh, I did. I prepared the chocolate mousse and I forgot to put it in the refrigerator. I better run before the mousse does. Oh, honey, would you order some ice cream from the drugstore column?
Sure.
There's no excuse for a loose mousse.
That's right, 10 o'clock. Thank you. Bye. It's all set. I got us a romantic corner booth at the Candlelight Inn, 10 o'clock.
Justin, you're such a devil.
What's the harm in a couple of soulmates having a couple of drinks together?
And after drinks?
A long dessert. Come on.
You're crazy. You're giving us this dress? But your mother gave it to you.
I don't want it anymore. There's a curse attached to it.
Oh, I'll take it. I'm not superstitious.
Mrs., this dress must have cost $100.
The buttons cost that much.
Oh, boy, if it's that expensive, I'd be too embarrassed to take it.
Oh, I'm never embarrassed.
Neither of us should have it. Give it back to Blair.
If you don't want it...
Trash day! I'll just dump this into my closet.
It's not your style, Sue Ann. It's not even your wastebasket!
Blair, did you order the ice cream?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, Blair. Say, wasn't that Sue Ann I saw walking out with the Christian Dior?
Yeah, I gave it to her.
Well, that was very generous of you. I hope your mother understands.
Who cares? From now on, I'm not going to dress like her or act like her or be like her.
What's the matter, honey? What happened?
She's made a date with her latest conquest, Justin Branch. He's a married man. I never want to hear like mother, like daughter again.
Oh, but Blair, your mother and Mr. Branch are old friends. They're having an innocent reunion.
I've lost 3 fathers because of innocent little reunions like this. I wonder how many husbands I'll go through.
Oh, sweetheart, don't. Don't think that way.
If that's the way I'm going to be when I grow up, I won't be able to stand myself. I don't want to break a lot of hearts. My mother's the expert on that. And I'm going to call her on it right now.
Blair?
Garrett!
What is it, Tootie?
You should see what Blair's mom and Mr. Bradley are doing on the couch.
Tootie, would you stay here with her? I'll be right back.
Garrett!
You must be a wonderful headmaster, Stephen. Spending so much time with each parent like you do.
Well, with a parent like you, Monica, I try to make time.
Anyone can see that, Snack.
No.
Yes,
Mrs. Warner.
Yes, hello.
Would you excuse me?
Yes.
May I speak to you?
No. No doubt it's something important.
Very.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Mayday, Mr. Bradley.
Mayday? Why can't it wait till spring?
I'm talking about an emergency. Blair is very upset. Her mother's about to become involved with a man here.
She is? Did she tell you where she wants me to meet her?
Fantasize on your own time. It's Mr. Branch.
How could she? I know how she could. Well, give me the details.
Well, the only detail that matters is that Blair is devastated. Maybe you could talk to her.
Me?
Yes, Blair just found out they've made a secret date for tonight.
Well, that's not our affair. That's their affair. I mean, that's none of our business.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, when one of our girls has a problem, it becomes our business.
Mrs. Garrett, try to remember that you are a house mother, not Dear Abby.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, this is a situation
that... will take care of itself.
But I
with
know...
with no interference from us.
But they...
as diplomatically as I can put
but
it...
But you...
That's it. Butt out.
Oh! Blair, please.
Mother, may I please speak with you?
Sure. Blair, why aren't you wearing the dress I bought you?
That's your kind of dress, Mother, not mine.
Well, what do you want to look like?
I'm trying to change my image. I want to become as unlike you as I possibly can.
Blair, what is this about?
You know what it's about. I'm talking about you sneaking away for a romantic evening with a married man.
Sweetheart, if you're talking about Justin and myself, we've been friends for years. What is wrong with a harmless little get-together between friends?
If it's so harmless, then why did I hear you whispering about a romantic evening together? I heard the whole thing.
Blair, you're not a child. Men are attracted to beautiful women, and whether you like it or not, you're going to have that same problem, too.
No, I won't, because I'm not going to be like you. No wonder you've been married 3 times. I'm ashamed to even have a mother like you.
Blair! Blair!
Anyone for punch? Pound cake? Mrs.
Hi.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, I guess I'm in for a lecture.
Me, lecture? Oh, I just want to take a well-earned break.
Good, because no one's changing my opinion of my mother.
Well, I don't intend to, and I don't see anyone else around.
I was right, you know. She is having dinner with Mr. Branch, and whatever comes with dessert.
Coffee, no doubt.
See, you agree with me about my mother.
Oh, no. I was just checking something in this body language book.
You don't believe that stuff, do you?
Oh, I sure do. Especially what it says about you on page 63.
Okay. What does it say about me on page 63?
Oh, the way you have your arms folded. Kind of like a judge. You haven't sent anyone up the river lately, have you?
My mother deserves to be judged. She's messed up a lot of lives, including mine.
Oh, Blair, your life isn't messed up. It's just begun.
Sure, and all I have to do is watch my mother to see how I'm going to end up. With affairs and broken marriages. My own daughter ashamed of me.
May I approach the bench, Your Honor? Okay, so we both know your mother's slightly flirtatious.
That's like saying the Eiffel Tower is slightly tall.
But you know, honey, she's devoted to you. Not every mother took the time to come up here to see her daughter tonight, but she came here for you and for no other reason. You know, Blair, I had to learn that loving someone doesn't mean just loving the parts you like. Loving means accepting the whole package, warts and all.
If my mother ever had a wart, she'd sue Elizabeth Arden.
And just because you're all so talented and beautiful doesn't mean you're going to grow up just like your mother.
Come on, Mrs. Garrett, you said it yourself. The leaf never falls far from the tree.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I? But I didn't tell you about the wind.
The wind?
The wind. Very often,
A gentle wind takes the leaf with the little seed attached and carries it high above the forest until it lands on a sunny, bright hill. And then a strong new tree grows that's maybe not quite as sappy as the tree it came from. Oh, Blair, beauty doesn't have to be a curse. That's what I've always found.
You could be right. My grandmother's beautiful, and she's loved only my grandfather for 52 years. Of course, he is loaded.
Hey, your body language says you're beginning to feel a little better about things.
How can you tell?
Oh, you're beginning to relax. Why, you're even beginning to unclench your hair.
Garrett? Oh, there you are.
Listen, since Blair doesn't want this dress anymore, do you think you could show me how to lengthen the hem?
Why are you both looking at me that way? Blair wants the dress back? Well, easy come, easy go.
Oh, Blair.
Where's my mother? Did she leave?
Oh, Blair, you look beautiful.
Is that you, Mother, in an apron?
Well, I thought it was about time that I started acting a little bit more like you than you like me.
You haven't cooked in years.
You should have seen her.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, I did wonderfully once they showed me the difference between stove and refrigerator. Anyway, it was a good excuse to spend some time with you girls and relive my school days.
Say, Mrs. Warner, why don't you spend the night tonight?
Yeah, I got an extra nightie.
I could. There's nothing I'd rather do than spend time with my daughter.
I'm sorry. There are more sides to you than I ever realized.
That's what's so special about your mother. She has all those sides.
And still keeping all those curves.
All right, everybody, sing along the
fun. La 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 la.
Thank you.